英语听力模拟试题15。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有10秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。现在，你有5秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
What are you doing after class today? Do you want to come with me to get some ice cream?
I'd love to, but I'm actually on a diet. I'm going to the gym this afternoon.
Hello, is this the parking company? You gave me a ticket.
Yes, you didn't pay to enter our garage. To get it out of the lot, it will be $200. If you leave it until tomorrow, it will be $350.
I only have $100 in my purse. I guess I'll just pay with my credit card right now. I thought it was a great movie, so visually exciting. The shark looked so real at times.
I hate to admit it, but I jumped in my seat a few times too. I guess recent advances in camera technology helped a lot. I'd like to ask you about the research paper you assigned that we have to do by the end of the semester.
Okay, what would you like to know?
Jean, if you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go?
That's a good question, Tim. I would go to Japan, China, or France. Too bad I have no money to buy a ticket.
并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有五秒钟的时间阅读各个小题。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Help me make this sauce for dinner. I'm getting hungry.
What can I do? Should I start making the rice?
Not yet. First, pour 1 cup of soy sauce into that bowl.Then add 2 tablespoons of honey.
Where is the honey?
Next to the vegetable oil. Hurry up, it's right there.
You always get angry when you get too hungry. Here, eat this apple.
Sorry, I know. All I ate for lunch was a piece of bread. Help me make this sauce for dinner. I'm getting hungry.
What can I do? Should I start making the rice?
Not yet. First, pour 1 cup of soy sauce into that bowl, then add 2 tablespoons of honey.
Where is the honey?
Next to the vegetable oil. Hurry up, it's right there.
You always get angry when you get too hungry. Here, eat this apple.
Sorry, I know. All I ate for lunch was a piece of bread.
听下面一段对话，回答第八至第十三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Jack, would you please read this letter I've just written? I'd like to have your opinion.
I'd be glad to tell you what I think.
If you don't think it's any good, please say so. I really want to get this job.
It looks fine to me, but I have one suggestion.
What is it?
If I were you, I'd change the beginning. You should write about your education first.
Good idea, Jack. What do you think about the second part?
Well, I'm afraid it's too short. You should include much more information about your work experience.
You're right. I'll change it. How do you feel about the last part of the letter?
It's very good. But personally, I believe a business letter should end with "very truly yours," not "sincerely."
Jack, would you please read this letter I've just written? I'd like to have your opinion.
I'd be glad to tell you what I think.
If you don't think it's any good, please say so. I really want to get this job.
It looks fine to me, but I have one suggestion.
What is it?
If I were you, I'd change the beginning. You should write about your education first.
Good idea, Jack. What do you think about the second part?
Well, I'm afraid it's too short. You should include much more information about your work experience.
You're right. I'll change it. How do you feel about the last part of the letter?
It's very good. But personally, I believe a business letter should end with "very truly yours," not "sincerely."
听下面一段对话，回答第十一至第十三三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
I just went to the doctor, and he said that according to my BMI, which means body mass index, I am officially overweight. Do I look fat to you?
I mean, you could lose a few pounds, but I certainly don't think you look fat. Well, I guess it's time to make some changes then. Did he suggest anything to help you lose weight?
He just said the usual stuff, like eat less and exercise more. I guess I could cut out soda.
Maybe you should cut out the sweets.
I eat sweets when I'm stressed out, so that's going to be hard. I guess I should go to the gym tomorrow. I'm a member, but I never go.
I thought we were going to that new restaurant tomorrow after work. We've been talking about it for weeks.
Well, it's probably not healthy for me to be going out to eat, you know. The gym seems like a smarter choice. Come to think of it, maybe I'll go to the grocery store tonight and stock up on healthy options, too. I just went to the doctor, and he said that according to my BMI, which means body mass index, I am officially overweight. Do I look fat to you?
I mean, you could lose a few pounds, but I certainly don't think you look fat. Well, I guess it's time to make some changes then. Did he suggest anything to help you lose weight?
He just said the usual stuff, like eat less and exercise more. I guess I could cut out soda.
Maybe you should cut out the sweets.
I eat sweets when I'm stressed out, so that's going to be hard. I guess I should go to the gym tomorrow. I'm a member, but I never go.
I thought we were going to that new restaurant tomorrow after work. We've been talking about it for weeks.
Well, it's probably not healthy for me to be going out to eat, you know. The gym seems like a smarter choice. Come to think of it, maybe I'll go to the grocery store tonight and stock up on healthy options, too.
Excuse me, sir. I notice you're reading a newspaper. Can I ask you some questions for a market research project?
I don't really trust big advertisers, so...
Oh, it's not like that. We're a small nonprofit organization, and we're hoping to save our local papers and all the jobs they create.
Oh, that's an awesome cause. Fire away.
Great. So, tell me what you like about newspapers.
Well, there is a certain feel to holding a paper and turning the pages. The touch and sound of the paper as I fold it are so pleasant. There is even a particular smell that I like. A tablet can't give you this kind of feeling at all.
Do you usually read the whole paper or go through different sections to pick out your favorite articles?
I like being able to look around and find what I want. I can do this very quickly with a newspaper. But online, news is tough for me to sort through. It takes me forever just to find something good. And sometimes when I do, it turns out to be something different.
Do you dislike anything about your newspaper?
Well, the only thing I can think of is all the ads nowadays. But it's even worse online, so I guess the answer is no.
Excuse me, sir. I notice you're reading a newspaper. Can I ask you some questions for a market research project?
I don't really trust big advertisers, so...
Oh, it's not like that. We're a small nonprofit organization, and we're hoping to save our local papers and all the jobs they create.
Oh, that's an awesome cause. Fire away.
Great. So, tell me what you like about newspapers.
Well, there is a certain feel to holding a paper and turning the pages. The touch and sound of the paper as I fold it are so pleasant. There is even a particular smell that I like. A tablet can't give you this kind of feeling at all.
Do you usually read the whole paper or go through different sections to pick out your favorite articles?
I like being able to look around and find what I want. I can do this very quickly with a newspaper. But online, news is tough for me to sort through. It takes me forever just to find something good. And sometimes when I do, it turns out to be something different.
Do you dislike anything about your newspaper?
Well, the only thing I can think of is all the ads nowadays. But it's even worse online, so I guess the answer is no.
The novel Leopold Bleu, published by Hotkey Books in 2014, won the 2015 Branford Bose Award for Outstanding First Children's Novel. Set in a small town in South Africa in 1993, the novel is a coming-of-age story about a 15-year-old girl named Meg, and it deals with the themes of friendship, romance, and family. The book takes place during a disturbing time in South Africa, when the country was dealing with intense racism, violence, and the rapid spread of AIDS. Adult readers, along with young adults and children, have expressed interest and appreciation for the book's subject matter, making it a book that can be read and enjoyed at any age. Author Rosie Rowell was named the winner in a ceremony at Walker Books in London, alongside her editor Emily Thomas. The Branford Bose Award is the only award that recognizes the editor's role in encouraging new talent. Rowell, who grew up in Cape Town, South Africa, but now lives in West Sussex, England with her husband and children, has said it was an enormous honor to win. She recently completed her Master of Arts in Creative and Life Writing at Goldsmiths University of London. Her second novel, Almost Grace, was published in June 2015. The novel Leopold Blue, published by Hotkey Books in 2014, won the 2015 Branford Bose Award for Outstanding First Children's Novel. Set in a small town in South Africa in 1993, the novel is a coming-of-age story about a 15-year-old girl named Meg, and it deals with the themes of friendship, romance, and family. The book takes place during a disturbing time in South Africa, when the country was dealing with intense racism, violence, and the rapid spread of AIDS. Adult readers, along with young adults and children, have expressed interest and appreciation for the book's subject matter, making it a book that can be read and enjoyed at any age. Author Rosie Rowell was named the winner in a ceremony at Walker Books in London, alongside her editor Emily Thomas. The Branford Bose Award is the only award that recognizes the editor's role in encouraging new talent. Rowell, who grew up in Cape Town, South Africa, but now lives in West Sussex, England with her husband and children, has said it was an enormous honor to win. She recently completed her Master of Arts in Creative and Life Writing at Goldsmiths University of London. Her second novel, Almost Grace, was published in June 2015.
第二节到此结束。现在你有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转图到客观题答题卡上。
听力部分到此结束。